Hey, hey, welcome, welcome. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Come on in, relax. No need to be social distance from an MP3 file. It's Dave. All the best stuff from this edition of the John DeBella Show Friday show, April 17th. It's right here for you. John Krasinski from The Office, of course, is making a name for himself as one of the good guys in the celebrity universe during this pandemic. And he has special plans for this weekend for the kiddies. A 100-year-old walker in England is raising money far more than he or anybody anticipated. We featured another COVID-iot of the day. We're having a bingo party tonight. All the details can be found in here. Willie Nelson wants you to come and toke it. Song stories featured back on the Chain Gang today. We had another mystery singer, this time framed as "What the hell is that?" And comedian Bob Saget came back on the show. It's all in here for you. Let's dive in. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, everybody, we're doing bingo tonight.
Yep.
Hopefully you signed up for it because someone's walking. Every time someone wins a game of bingo, they've got themselves not one, not two, but three bottles of Stateside vodka,
right,
delivered to their home. We're going to deliver it right to your house, right? You know, just for winning that. But you know, and we're going to do it on Zoom. And John Krasinski, all right, who, am I saying his name right?
Krasinski, yep. From The Office?
Yeah, from The Office. Yeah. All right. Well, he's been doing tons of stuff online, especially with Zoom and stuff, to entertain people and, you know, to give them something to do.
Sure.
And
a lot of good news.
Yeah, a lot of good news, stuff like that. Well, he's hosting a virtual prom.
Okay.
All right. He's going to be the DJ. There's a picture of him in a tuxedo and a bow tie, and he's going to be the DJ. And he's got other people going to stop by. They're going to DJ as well.
Cool.
But the odd thing about it is,
yeah, I was just going to say, can you take Emily Blunt under the stage?
Right. But the wild part about it is, now think about it. I think it's really nice what it is he's doing, but the majority of these kids are going to be at home alone. Isn't that kind of like really just making the matter worse?
You know? Yeah, but if they're hanging out with John Krasinski,
cool.
The girls especially will get a kick out of it, especially if he shuts them out.
But it's like, it's not a lot of fun dancing to, you know, "Let's Dance" by Donna Summer, right, as the last dance song, and there's nobody else in a room. No.
That'd be great if he only played music from his prom.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Remember on Monday when we were doing the random good things that happened during the course of the coronavirus?
Yes.
All right. And I told you about that 99-year-old World War II vet. He's a captain, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Right. And he's 99 years old, and he's walking back and forth on his patio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it takes him about 15 minutes to just do one back and forth.
One lap on his
patio. Well, he started out, he was looking for a minimal amount of money, like, you know, a few hundred bucks is what he was looking for. It ended yesterday. I have audio of it, but well, let me run the audio first.
And here he comes, Captain Tom Moore, approaching his 100th birthday. 100 laps of his garden during lockdown, all of the money going to NHS charities, a guard of honour from the 1st Battalion, the Yorkshire Regiment. Inches to go, and there he is. Congratulations.
Big crowd.
Well done. Captain Tom, how do you feel this morning?
Fine. I'm surrounded by the right sort of people.
Right. $5
million.
Wow. That's great. $5 million.
What was his original goal? A couple thousand?
A couple of thousand, yeah. $5 million is what he ended up coming up with. So God bless, that's for sure. As a way to celebrate your 100th birthday.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Now, we thought we had promised yesterday, because you might have noticed yesterday there was no COVID-iot story. Right,
yeah.
And there was nothing worth talking about. Nothing. We didn't find a COVID-iot that was worth mentioning. Some people who were rude, but not really, you know, not true COVID-iots. And then I came in this morning, and you know, when you're smuggling stuff into this country, there's so many different ways to do it. You know, you can come in from Canada, a number of different ways. Of course, you know, come in from Mexico, or as a lot of people in Mexico do, dig a tunnel and come in, right? But when you're shipping cocaine from Poland to England, from Poland to England.
England.
You've got to come up with some interesting ways of doing this, because you got the, you know, you got the English Channel, you got the, this big massive piece of water you got to go across.
Right.
It's not like you just can row your cocaine across something like that. Uh-huh. You got to hide it well. Not these guys.
Okay.
They hit it in the one thing that they should have just avoided altogether. They hid kilos of cocaine in boxes of face masks.
Oh, I was waiting for it.
Idiots.
Fools!
Boxes of face masks. And, you know, and what Border Patrol person wouldn't want to check that? Everyone. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, they are our COVIDiots of the day.
You are an idiot!
Monday, you should stay at home. Tuesday, I will stay at home. Wednesday, Thursday, stay at home. It's Friday, I'm in gloves. Saturday, the same. Sunday, my mask blew away. It's Friday, I'm in gloves.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
For song stories this morning, we're dealing with the Pretenders. Check out this situation, right? One band member is fired, another one dies, and Chrissy Hynde's on her way into the studio to record a second album.
Oh, wow.
Okay? That was yeah. Well, where do you hear what went down here? That is coming up for song stories, but we do have a news flash, an important announcement.
All right.
It seems that now that we've sent out all the bingo cards, we sent them to everybody but Cindy.
Uh-oh. Well, remember, this goes back to the whole essential, non-essential thing.
Oh, that's right.
Non-essential.
Shut up, Steve. Oh, my gosh.
So don't worry about it. We'll work it out. Either someone will bow out because, you know, everybody signs up, but not everybody shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have playing cards for you. And if not, you can play instead of me, and I'll just be the caller.
I'll just make my own up.
Yeah, that's good, too. That's good, too. Right? You know, use the 95 ball number. We're using the 75, but you can use the 95 ball number. It'll make it that much easier for you to sit there and wait for those numbers to come out.
It's John DiBella.
Ew, ew, ew. I'll never get that image out of my head.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
Now, of course, tonight at 7 o'clock, as we said, we're having our online bingo with Zoom and all of that. And we'll have a whole bunch of listeners who will be taking a part in this. And if you're loving doing all the Zoom stuff and taking part in this, there might be something you want to do on Monday. Monday's 4:20, as you know.
Oh, is it?
I've been keeping track now that I have kids. A very special day. Right, and a very special man is throwing a very special show. It's called Come and Toke It, and it'll feature musical guests, comedians, chefs, and even some cannabis experts, and it starts promptly at 4:20 Central Time if you want to clock into this, and it's all being hosted by Willie Nelson.
Willie's doing it.
And if you want to qualify for the Willie conversation, there's a conversation you can have with Willie, right, one-on-one. What you have to do is post a video of yourself passing the toking material of your choice to the left. Obviously, they're going to put together some video, something like that, right? So, the hashtags are hashtag come and toke it and hashtag pass left.
Nice.
Right?
Okay.
All right. So you might be selected to talk to Willie. Right.
That's cool.
All right. So it'll be fun. So. You know,
he doesn't smoke anymore, so it's kind of weird that he's organizing
this. I thought I saw that.
No.
He eats. He switched
to edibles.
All right.
All right. You know, he's protecting his voice, you know. But, you know, he's been known to take a toke or two.
Oh, yeah.
Over the line.
Yes! There we go.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning has to do with Chrissy Hynde and the original Pretenders because, well, when she was ready to go back into the studio to start, the first song she was going to record was Back on the Chain Gang. A couple of people were missing from the band.
I was booked to go into the studio with the original Pretenders, and then we fired Pete. 2 days later, Jimmy was dead. So I was still booked to go in the studio, and I thought, who can I take in to do this thing? And I thought, well, who would Jimmy take in? And I thought, Billy Bremner. So we went in, I thought, well, we can either throw the towel in now and be miserable and not go in the studio, or we can go in the studio and be miserable.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I'm upset that I did this, but I must press this button.
Disc jockey error. We apologize. Your disc jockey has made a mistake. Sorry. Disc jockey error.
What?
We apologize.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about the World War II vet, the 99-year-old World War II vet who was pacing back and forth his patio to raise money.
Sure.
All right. And he's before he turns on, we could do a hunt. It took it. You know, you had to see this guy. He was a captain from World War II. He's 99 to celebrate his 100th birthday. He was going to walk across his patio. Uh-huh. Not back and forth. No, he was going to walk across the patio. I guess he had to come back. Right. But it took him some effort to do this
all
thing.
Right.
And he was going to do it to raise money for a particular charity of his. And I said earlier that he had raised $5 million.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. We were astonished.
Right, right. We were astonished. Yeah. Now you'll even be more astonished. The number is actually $20
million. Oh, what?
Wow.
$20 million he raised. And this all happened in England. People have started a petition to get him knighted by the Queen. Hmm. Right? And they could date.
Yeah, that's a good point. You might know her from high school.
He finished yesterday, and he finished 2 weeks early. Right, he thought it was going to take him the whole month.
Wow. All
right, but he finished 2 weeks early and ended up raising $20 million.
Well,
so
he can take that extra 2 weeks and walk over to the Queen and fight Philip.
Yeah,
for her, right.
Yeah, that's true.
That don't touch Philip.
That would be a fight I would really like to see. Right,
Philip survived a car crash. Man.
That's
don't
true.
Don't test fate, with Philip.
All right.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK
at 8:10. We go live to Los Angeles, California, where Bob Saget is probably just waking up. You realize when we talk to him, it's going to be 10 after 5.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope he stayed up overnight. Just
right? He going to be punchy.
Probably.
Because right? We've done interviews with him before where he's still in bed.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually think the last one we did with him, he was
still in bed.
With Stamos.
Yeah. Right. So we'll have Saget on the air at 8:10. But right now, we're trying to play a rousing round of...
Who the hell is that?
Who the hell is that? It's just like The Secret Singer, except we just found this today. And as long as we had extra copies of Like a Boss and
Sonic the Hedgehog
that you can download, we figured why not give somebody the opportunity. Now, here's what we've told you so far. It's an American actor, and this American actor won a Tony Award for a Broadway play, and he sounds like this.
It comes down to reality, and that's fine with me. I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or down on Riverside.
215-263-WMGK. That is the number here in the studio. Let's see what our first caller has to say, and that is Albert. Good morning, Albert. How you doing?
Hello. Good morning, John.
Good morning. So, Albert, you understand what you got to do here, all right? Yeah. Here's a clue we gave you so far. It's an American actor. Won a Tony Award for a Broadway show he was in. All right. Now, the question is, do you need the audio again?
No.
Okay.
No,
all right.
I got it.
All right. He has confidence.
All right.
All right, sir. Tell me, if you would.
Who the hell is that?
Who the hell is that?
That's Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett. That, sir, is insanely incorrect. No, I am sorry. We usually don't use singers as secret singers. Right? It doesn't really make all that much
okay.
sense. All right? Let's move over to Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
If you would.
Paul? Right. How many times do you have to tell people to turn their radio down?
I don't know.
All right. You know, so he will find out in 32 seconds.
Yeah, we went to him, right?
Anyway, we went to him. Let's go to Andrew. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going really well. Now, we've got another clue for you. Would you like another clue?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, all right. Andrew. He was made of stone overlooking the City of Lights.
He was made of stone overlooking the City of Lights and won a Tony Award and is an American actor. All right, do you need the music again?
No, I think I got it.
You think you got it? Okay, tell me who it is.
Is it Neil Patrick Harris?
Neil Patrick Harris is incorrect. No, I am sorry. That is not it. Now, let's see what else. I guess we should play the clip one more time.
Yeah,
give people another shot at it.
It comes down to reality, and that's fine with me, because I've let it slide. I don't care. It's Chinatown or down
telling you.
I can start to hear who it is now. I've been stumped this whole time.
The second you know the name, right? You're like, oh, my God, yeah. Of course, that's him.
All right. You know what? Let's go to Juliet. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have... let's go to Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck was there first.
Chuck was there first? Yeah. Okay. When morning, I, Chuck. I have no idea. Something tripped.
Chuck has a cowbell in his car.
I'm here.
That long that the bed ran out. I didn't put a stop there. I didn't think we'd make it that far.
I thought it was Chuck.
Good morning, Chuck. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you guys doing?
We're doing really well. We're doing really well.
Yeah. Chuck, here's your clue. He played a money-hungry lawyer.
I'm going to say Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick. You know, he's kind of circling LaGuardia there with that one. You know what? No.
Sorry. Thanks, guys.
Not Matthew Broderick. Now let's go to Juliet. Hi, Juliet.
Hi. How are you?
I am well. How are you, darling?
I'm great.
All right. Now, let's see. You want the clip again?
Actually, no. I think I have it.
You think you have it? Do you want another clue?
I'm going to go for it, I think.
You're just going to go for it. Oh, wow. Well, this is a brave woman. Okay, you've got two video downloads up for grabs if you get this right. Please tell me.
Button. That's not good.
Come on, please tell me.
Juju.
Who the hell is that?
Who the hell is that?
It's Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander?
You're a winner!
That is exactly who it is. How did you know? Did you figure it out from the sound of it, or did you find it somewhere else?
You know what? I live in New Jersey, and he's from New Jersey. A very local, small TV station the other day played a clip of Jason Alexander singing that song.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Oh, my God. Now, once again, folks, if you listen to it and you know it's Jason Alexander, it's so blatantly Jason Alexander.
It comes down to reality, and that's fine with me, because I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or down on Riverside.
Wonder how far we would have gotten if Juliet hadn't seen that on TV.
Right. We had some clues in there that were probably fairly easy if you watched Seinfeld. Which that's what we were trying to get to.
I think there was a clue in there, like shared a father with Ben Stiller.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Donated
to the Human Fund, I think, would have given it away if you were a Seinfeld fan.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Jason Alexander was the answer. Bob Saget, we're going to be waking his ass up in L.A.
Let's get him to sing.
At 8:10 this morning. Of course, before we get to that, another $500. Cindy, we've got you covered for bingo card tonight.
All right.
We're doing bingo 7 o'clock tonight. You still want to enter this bingo at WMGK.com. Everybody who wins a round wins 3 bottles of Stateside Vodka, and they will deliver right to your home if you want. You can just visit statesidevodka.com. But something we have not mentioned is we have a surprise guest tonight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. We have a surprise bingoer. Right. And this is, I think a lot of people are going to be shocked by a surprise guest.
Yeah. So.
They'll be delighted.
But this person wanted in, and we just opened the door.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
As we are all sheltered in all over the country, there is one man in particular who is probably climbing the walls because, well, no, you know, he's not climbing the walls. He's got a beautiful young wife. He's probably, you know what he's doing, right? Bob Saget's on the line. Hey, Bob.
Absolutely, yes. John, I'm 63, John, so that everybody's young, right?
Right, that's true. That's true.
Damn, I don't look it. How old are you now?
I'm older than you. I'm older than you.
That can't be. I've known you for so long. I got to ask you a question real quick. Where are you? Are you in studio?
Yeah, we're in studio.
Is that safe to do that? Is like very few people there?
Yeah, it's just air staff and a couple of programming people. All the business departments, the salespeople, they're all gone. As a matter of fact, we are the only people in this office building. That is, the whole building is empty.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I'm in a lockdown. You know, I'm just in my house with my wife, who's upstairs sleeping because it's earlier where I am, and we sleep until about 5 p.m. Just wrap ourselves in bubble wrap and put on yarmulkes. That's pretty much what happens. And she's Sicilian. It hits her scalp and just flies up into the air. Never saw anything like it.
How have you been going off on the coronavirus? Have you like built up a whole like repertoire of material?
The weird thing was I was on tour and I was about to go to Canada and I canceled my shows and they were angry at me for canceling them. And I'm like, guys, you can't be angry. This is real. And then the next day, the whole place closed down. So I was ahead of the curve, which is unusual these days with this horrific thing. You know, oh, wait, I didn't even know the thing existed. Oh, that's just the governor. Nothing to worry about. Secretly, don't tell anybody except my hometown of Philly. But I'm working on a podcast, which you know what they're like. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge amount of work. And I'm really proud of it because I'm connecting with people like you do. And in fact, I just do what you do. I just steal everything, play the same music, you know. I'll play Collective Soul and Snow Patrol. I mean, I know your hit list. We're always 9 feet apart, but fortunately, I'm that endowed. So we can still connect. We can still connect, but once in a while, there'll be an accident. You'll step on it, and it'll really hurt. It doesn't really make any sense. I kind of wish I lived by water so I could go fishing with it. that's my version of a coronavirus joke. I know so many people deeply affected. I have a friend, and that was it. That's the end of the sentence. I love when everybody's giving medical advice. It doesn't matter.
Right, right. We're all doctors now.
Terminator came here. Right. Just anybody. Going to Wawa, they tell you what to do. I haven't said Wawa, by the way, in a good 20 years, and it felt good.
If you need anything, we can send something. We can put together a care package for you. Do you need some tasty cake or something?
Oh, I do, but I'm afraid. You guys are in a big building. You might be touching metal surfaces and all the things they tell you. I mean, if you cover the thing in Purell and put it inside a...
We could have them shipped directly from Tasty Cake to you.
Are you kidding me?
No, of course I'm not kidding you. I'm John DiBella.
Okay, I'm texting you about this. What cures coronavirus?
Right.
Tasty Cake.
Great.
That would be the soundbite they want to use.
Right, right. Butterscotch Crimpets. It solves everything.
Oh, my God. And Tandy Cake.
Oh, Tandy Cake.
That's my jam. Yeah. Nailed it.
Okay, what's your favorite cheesesteak? And then I'll do more coronavirus humor. Go ahead.
Tony Luke's.
Steve's.
God, I've never been.
Doesn't matter to me.
Well, you've never been to either of those?
I was at, Holy Chino's Pass, but I don't know about cheese. I don't like a product that has the word whiz in it. You want some cheese whiz? Then the guy just gave me cheese, and then you know what he did. So that wasn't good. Kind of ruined my sandwich. I don't want cheese and whiz. Well, the corona thing, we went for a drive. We hadn't done that. We've been in the house for 6 weeks, and then last week we went for a drive. So we drive up Malibu Coast, and mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. There's cars tailgating people and road rage and cars with windows wide open. And I'm like, oh, God, they're going to spit on my car, you know. And my window's going to get it, you know. So just Larry Daviding my way up the coast. And we just turn around and said, this isn't fun. And then I had to drop off some FedEx things, and I had them in the car. And I went, I'm going to go to this FedEx box. Kelly gives me a nice, moist white, a clean one. I didn't mean I'm not a baby. I mean, I'm not so old.
I know, you just said, Kelly gives me a moist wipe, right? You know, it doesn't sound like it has anything to do with packaging.
No, what happened, some guy was tailgating me, so I made a poopy in my diaper. No, she's younger than me. She expected this. I was in the vows. I take you to be my wife is what I said. That really threw her up. But she gets it down. You know, you don't go back to front. But anyway, the thing that I was trying to tell you about the drive is we just came right home and we were like so relieved to be safe back in the house.
Who came up with the idea for a full quarantine?
Full quarantine is just the opening credits of Full House, but shot for our individual homes. And it's John, Dave, myself, Candace, Jody, and Andrea. It's just a takeoff of the credits, and now we're all dealing with it. Jody's sleeping. I Purell my hand, and I'm cleaning off a mop handle. Now, I want you to know, while I did that, there was another version of me cleaning off that mop handle, and then my eyes roll back. Candace has a very healthy religious background and a good, morals system, and said, "Bob, do you have another take of this?" Because my daughter's editing
it. The one who's editing it.
Oh, that's funny.
It is amazing that the pandemic has made hit television shows that there is no way, no matter what people told me with Tiger King, that I would have been able to make it through them all. But with the pandemic, it's like, bring it on. I don't even care. Give me Love is Blind.
Yeah.
I watched the whole damn thing. I didn't want to, but my wife liked it. Everybody told me, "Pop, you got to watch this thing. I'm sorry. You just got to watch it." I don't know if you can really date somebody through a wall and then say you're in love with them. That's like calling 911 and then proposing. What's your emergency? Will you marry me? I just want to wear a mask, hazmat, gloves, get a bunch of lube, and just go crazy. Just start humping people's fences.
You know, that's something, and he may have just come up with a radio bit. What if we got hazmat suits,
okay.
You know, and a slip and slide that was covered in Purell.
That sounds fun.
It's
slip and slide can't touch the grass, because who knows if a grub worm's been near a UPS driver.
Wow, you're bad.
I'm really lucky because I was doing construction on the house and I had like the gates reinforced, so it looks a little bit like Game of Thrones out here. And I got a unicorn and a dragon in my pool, but this. You know, we have the people bring stuff, deliveries, and,
right.
And you push a button and then they come in. I said, just leave it on the other side of the gate. And I happened to be right in front of my house at the time. And I was about 30 feet from him. And he's like, starts coming toward me. He walked up to me 2 feet away.
Oh, God.
With a delivery. And I'm like, no, please back up. I'm really sorry. But it's like, as soon as the guy comes toward you, it was like I was going to be molested. But... You know, it's very hard if you're a creature of habit, which a lot of
people
just stop this stuff that we were normally just doing, which is coming up to somebody, handing it to them politely, and then tonguing them, and then kissing, just full on mouth. I mean, the reason my mail server and Amazon delivery, and I mean, they love me. I mean, there's not one delivery that comes here they don't leave making out with Danny Tanner. Not one. Is Philly in trouble? Have they had it pretty bad?
Not for being
as close to Jersey and New York as we are.
Yeah. And you know, they're saying that we're supposed to be the next hot spot, but around here lately, it seems like we may have hit the peak. You know, we'll see in the next few days.
I hope so. I hope so for everybody. I got a lot of family there still. I had a lot of relatives that passed away, so they beat the curve. it's at the point where when I got in my own car the other day and I hadn't done it, and then I needed to turn on. I have three cars in the garage and something fancy, they're all what, this Bentley's, but three cars in the garage, and I just started all three of them. And then I realized, you're going to die, Bob.
I should have opened the doors.
I really should have.
So let me get going here. Bob Saget, you could follow him on Twitter at Bob Saget. All right, his website is simply bobsaget.com. And when does the podcast start?
It's a secret, but it's the 20th.
We won't tell anybody.
No, because we can't. I'm not allowed.
You're not allowed? Okay.
I can only tell my silly people that can't tell anybody, but 420 is a magic day as far as I'm concerned.
I see.
I'm not a partaker, but I am I'm cool.
You always preferred heroin anyway.
I love shooting up. And, I don't think there's a day. Well, if you're going to watch Tiger King and all this other crap we're stuck with, I saw it in The Crown last night. It was just, I must have popped 40 lewds. I didn't know. I'm going to be watching stuff. If I'm binging, I'm using
it. It's John DeBella.
This isn't even a show. You're just making stuff up.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.